Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing, Washington, D.C., September 28, 1999. The setting is as intimidating as it gets. One of those Senate hearing rooms you've seen so many times on TV, where the person giving testimony at some point invariably covers his microphone and leans over to hear the whispered cautions of his lawyer. Now I am that witness preparing to speak before a Senate subcommittee. Dozens of flashbulbs pop in front of me, blinding me momentarily. I'm not here because I'm in trouble. Or rather, I am, along with nearly 1.5 million other Parkinson's patients on whose behalf I appear, in serious trouble, but of a kind far graver than any group of senators could ever cause. These senators can, however, help to get us out of this trouble. And that's why I've come to Washington. At issue is federal funding for Parkinson's research, which, as I told the committee, is inadequate and disproportionate to the amounts devoted to other areas of medical research. The underfunding of PD research, I tell these senators, represents a serious missed opportunity, given the current state of the science and the very real prospect of a cure. Scientists testifying after me stressed that a cure could come within 10 years, but only if sufficient financial commitment is made to the effort. My presence at these hearings marks a momentous personal step. While it's been almost a year since I first revealed I have PD, this is the first time I've ever taken a public position of advocacy. If you're not quite sure what to do, don't do anything yet. More will be revealed. Well, now more had been revealed, like the fact that my presence at this hearing might make a difference. That, at least, is what Joan Samuelson, founder and director of the Parkinson's Action Network, PAN, told me when she called to recruit me for this trip to Washington. She was putting together a panel of people, including scientists and patients, to implore Congress to direct more money to the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. Everyone gave us plenty of time and a respectful hearing. And while the senators didn't come through with any extra appropriations, both chairmen on the House side did end up making specific directives that increased funding for PD research. Snippets of my testimony were featured on several of the nightly news broadcasts. One line in particular from my prepared statement got a lot of play. In my 40s, I can expect challenges most people wouldn't face until their 70s and 80s, if ever. But with your help, if we all do everything we can to eradicate this disease, when I'm in my 50s, I'll be dancing at my children's weddings. I had made a deliberate choice to appear before the subcommittee without medication. It seemed to me that this occasion demanded that my testimony about the effects of the disease and the urgency we as a community were feeling be seen as well as heard. For people who had never observed me in this kind of shape, the transformation must have been startling. Later that day, when I finally got a chance to see the hearing broadcast in its entirety on C-SPAN, I was struck too, but by a transformation of a completely different kind. Sure, the symptoms were severe. I looked as though an invisible bully were harassing me while I read my statement. My head jerked, skewing my reading glasses as if the back of my skull were being slapped. I was fighting to control the pages of my speech, my arms bouncing as if someone were trying to knock the paper out of my hands. But through it all, I never wavered. I saw in my eyes an even, controlled sense of purpose that I had never seen in myself before. There was, ironically enough, a steadiness in me, even as I was shaking like a leaf. I couldn't be this still until I could no longer keep still. The bully attacked from every angle, even from within my own body, but I wasn't about to give in or be distracted from what I had come there to do. Instead, I issued a challenge that took the form of a promise. The time for quietly soldiering on is through. The war against Parkinson's is a winnable war, and I have resolved to play a role in that victory.